Good evening, Unalaska. The polls have closed at City Hall, and we interrupt our broadcast to bring you the preliminary results of today's municipal election. I'm KUCB reporter Laura Craigle, and the voters have ousted all three incumbents on the City Council. At City Council seat B, James Fitch earned 262 votes. Incumbent Councillor Udelka LeClaire earned 111 votes. Jeff Triani earned 151 votes, and there were 5 votes for write-in candidates. That means James Fitch has won City Council seat B with about 45% of the vote. At City Council seat E, Dennis Robinson earned 313 votes. Incumbent Councillor John Waldron earned 214 votes, and there were 5 votes for write-in candidates. That means Dennis Robinson has won City Council seat E with about 54% of the vote. At City Council seat G, Sherry Coleman earned 320 votes. Incumbent Councillor Rochelle Hatfield earned 193 votes, and there were 8 votes for write-in candidates. That means Sherry Coleman has won City Council seat G with about 56% of the vote. At School Board seat B, incumbent Sherry Tan earned 459 votes, and there were 11 votes for write-in candidates. That means Sherry Tan has won School Board seat B with about 88% of the vote. At School Board seat E, incumbent Fernando Barrera earned 448 votes, and there were 11 votes for write-in candidates. That means Fernando Barrera has won School Board seat E with about 88% of the vote. And for ballot proposition number 1, which read, shall the City of Unalaska increase the sales tax on sales of alcohol, marijuana, and tobacco from 3 to 6%? 237 Unalaskans voted yes, and 273 Unalaskans voted no. That means the outcome is too close to call. The final result will come down to the absentee and question ballots that have yet to be counted. In total, 587 Unalaskans voted in the election. There are still about 50 absentee and question ballots that must be canvassed and counted before the election results are certified. That final count will happen Friday morning at 10 o'clock at City Hall. If you're just tuning in, we are live, bringing you the preliminary results of today's municipal election, and I'll read those results once again. At City Council seat B, James Fitch earned 262 votes. Incumbent Councillor Udelka LeClaire earned 111 votes. Jeff Triani earned 151 votes, and there were 5 votes for write-in candidates. That means James Fitch has won City Council seat B with about 45% of the vote. At City Council seat E, Dennis Robinson earned 313 votes. Incumbent Councillor John Waldron earned 214 votes, and there were 5 votes for write-in candidates. That means Dennis Robinson has won City Council seat E with about 54% of the vote. At City Council seat G, Sherry Coleman earned 320 votes. Incumbent Councillor Rochelle Hatfield earned 193 votes, and there were 8 votes for write-in candidates, which means Sherry Coleman has won City Council seat G with about 56% of the vote. At School Board seat B, incumbent Sherry Tan earned 459 votes, and there were 11 votes for write-in candidates. That means Sherry Tan has won School Board seat B with about 88% of the vote. At School Board seat E, incumbent Fernando Barrera earned 448 votes, and there were 11 votes for write-in candidates. That means Fernando Barrera has won School Board seat E with about 88% of the vote. And for ballot proposition number 1, which read, shall the City of Unalaska increase the sales tax on sales of alcohol, marijuana, and tobacco from 3% to 6%? 237 Unalaskans voted yes, and 273 Unalaskans voted no. That means the final outcome is too close to call, and the result will come down to the absentee and question ballots that have yet to be counted. Once again, in total, 587 Unalaskans voted in the election today. There are still about 50 absentee and question ballots that must be canvassed and counted before election results are certified. That final count will happen on Friday morning at 10 o'clock at City Hall. Thank you for tuning in for today's preliminary election results. They'll be posted online shortly at KUCB.org. And tomorrow, during the noon newscast, we'll bring you the full story from City Hall. Thank you again, and good night.